Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show, the connection with the topics and people and issues that are important to you, but a very fun topic today with a very important person. She is the project manager for the Planetarium and STEM Center Outreach at the Air Force Academy, U.S. Air Force Academy. Judy Kara is here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm excited to be here with you, Renee.
Oh, I'm so glad you could make it in. You know what? Very rarely, I'm going to say it that way, is there people that are like, can't wait to meet guests. And you're one of them. They're all like, wait, tell me about it. Because it's a huge weekend this weekend.
It is a huge weekend.
At the Air Force Academy.
The planetarium has been closed for 15 years. So there's a lot of excitement in the community about us opening up on Saturday after being closed for so long. People come up to me all the time and say, oh, I remember going to the planetarium when I was a kid. My parents took me and now I want to be able to take my kids or my grandkids. Huge amount of excitement. So on Saturday, we're having our grand opening. There'll be a small VIP event for senior military leadership, community leaders, donors who have given money towards the planetarium. But then there's a public show at 3 o'clock with Steve Spangler, and there are still some tickets available for that. Believe it or not, we have sold the tickets are free, but we have given away over 2,000 tickets right now.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yes.
And so Steve will be at 3 o'clock. That's when he starts and the public ceremony is.
Yes, he will be there from 3 to 4 doing a show in Arnold Hall. Tickets are still available if people want to call 333-4496. They can still get tickets, and then they need to either pick them up ahead of time or from will call before 2 o'clock that afternoon on
Saturday.
Yes, and if people aren't familiar with Steve, he has a television show. He's also been on the Ellen DeGeneres show 20 times.
He's a huge scientist and very popular.
He is. He's the person who invented putting a Mentos in a bottle of Coca-Cola and then it explodes like a fountain. I was a little worried in case he did something that was going to be a bit too messy, but he assures me he goes all over the world doing these shows and he'll keep it under control.
Just remember to cover the walls and the floors
and
everything.
That's right.
Well, that is so exciting. And what is the website so people can go see? Because you can see the events for Saturday, so everybody has that.
Yes, people can go to www.usafa.edu/academics/facilities/planetarium.
That's incredible. It's a long address, but I'm sure if you just search, also Google search planetarium.
Yes, if you go to the Air Force Academy site, you can just do a search for planetarium and it'll come up.
So let's, Judy, get into the history because a lot of people don't know. And that's one of the biggest questions you got just walking in the door this morning, wasn't it? Like,
yes.
What is the history behind the planetarium and why did it close? So let's start with the history of the planetarium.
It was great when I walked in today. Everyone was so interested in what
we're
doing.
Yeah, they were like lining up to talk to you.
It's great. So let me tell you about the history. It was originally built in 1959 and we ran classes for cadets there in celestial navigation. But things changed over the years and no longer do we teach celestial navigation to the cadets. There were public shows as well, but in those days it was really old-fashioned with color slides and so on. The planetarium was in the round with a great big projector that came up the middle.
Right.
And that's really old school now. So anyway, when celestial navigation was no longer taught, the planetarium closed in 2004. And really, it languished for 15 years.
Wow.
The equipment was taken out. The old color slides were taken out. I hear all these urban myths about raccoons got in. I'm not sure that that's strictly true. But everyone loves that kind of story. But I do know that there were mice in there. And it just languished for that time. It was used for some storage for a few things. Mm. But we were very fortunate that one of our grads called John Martinson, who's now a very successful venture capitalist on the East Coast, would come back for his class reunions and was disappointed to see it just sitting empty. He remembered very fondly his classes in there. And so he put up a huge amount of money to start a renovation process. And then our endowment was able to get some additional funding from other donors in the community and from grad classes. In fact, I should give a shout out to Jerry Bruni and his wife, Pam, who are well known in this community for the work they do with the Empty Stocking Fund.
Right.
They also put up a large sum of money. And so the renovations began and we are now ready to open with state-of-the-art sound seats. The seats came all the way from Spain because they are supposedly the best ones available for planetariums. We have wonderful, wonderful projection system. And so I was just telling some of your colleagues, one of my favorite shows is about humpback whales. The sound system is so great when the whales make that whale noise, which I'm not going to try and imitate, but when they make that whale noise, it sounds fantastic. And when the whales leap out of the water and splash back, I was showing that show to some staff and faculty last night, and my console was actually vibrating as they landed in the water. It's really exciting.
And this process has been in the works for years, hasn't it? At two or three, if
yes,
not more?
It's taken a couple of years, partly to raise the money, partly to go through the approval process for everything that we wanted to do. The planetarium is part of the historic district at the Academy, and so we couldn't make any changes to the outside of the building. Most of the changes were internal. And so there was a lot that went into getting all the necessary approvals to go through with the renovations and then finding the right companies to do it and to make it all happen.
And like you were kind of talking, Judy, before we came in, the inside pretty much gutted, wasn't it? Now, like you said, yes, the outside has to be preserved and it can't be changed, but the inside pretty much gutted and you started over.
Yes. In the old days, I mentioned that the planetariums used to be in the round with the projector coming up in the middle. Now the trend is for all the seats to face in one direction. So it makes it very useful for us for other purposes, for meeting rooms, things like that. And so just the whole technology has changed. Instead of having the projector in the middle, they're inserted in the walls all the way around the edge.
Really? That's fascinating. Did you take pictures? Did you guys take pictures while the renovation was going on so you could see what it was before, ripping it all out and starting to rebuild the inside?
Yes, we have a lot of pictures. And those will go into our library for historical purposes. We have a special collections area in the library at the Air Force Academy. So all those things are safe for posterity, but we're also putting together a lot of that information for our major donors so that they have that to take with them.
Absolutely. Okay, we do need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Judy about what this means for our community and, I mean, for the state. There's so much impact of this. Opportunities for school groups. We're going to talk about schedules, upcoming shows, and the connection with the observatory that might happen. We've got so much to talk with Judy about. We're talking with Judy Kara. She is the project manager, Planetarium and STEM Center Outreach at the United States Air Force Academy. We'll have more next on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today we're talking all things planetarium at the United States Air Force Academy. And joining us is planetarium manager. She's also STEM Center Outreach manager. Judy Kara is here. So Judy, how does one become a planetarium manager? Because, I can't imagine that. I mean, you find a lot of job postings for a planetarium manager, right?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I don't think there are too many of them across the country, but I don't think anyone grows up either saying, I want to be a planetarium manager. So for me, it was kind of a circuitous route to get here, but I'm absolutely thrilled that I did. I have to be totally honest. When I was in high school, I gave up math and science at the very earliest opportunity. In England, in the school system, you specialize at an early age, and I was interested in travel, so I studied languages. And so fast forward to when I was hired by Intel, when they were here in Colorado Springs, I was hired to do public affairs. I headed up public affairs. But along the way, they said to me, would you mind being the education manager as well? Because we haven't got the headcount yet to justify hiring that person. And I was a little anxious because I'd given up math and science at the earliest opportunity. I hadn't been through the school system in this country, and I wasn't sure what I was letting myself in for.
Right.
But Intel put most of their philanthropic dollars into STEM education. Wow. And so I became passionate about STEM as I learned more about it, the impact that it could have on kids, to make sure that they had the right skill set to be economically self-sufficient when they went out into the wide world. So as a result of that passion, it just grew as I implemented STEM programs across the state of Colorado. I was on a panel with the U.S. Secretary of Education talking about that. I was on two national boards for engineering education organizations. I testified on the Hill in Washington, D.C. about the importance of STEM education, particularly for girls and underrepresented minorities. And so I became this little local STEM expert, and people would call me to talk at conferences and that kind of thing. So later on, when I saw this position advertised, and one of the things they specified was that they wanted someone with STEM experience.
Right.
I thought, well, I'd better apply for that. And,
yeah.
And here I am. And my husband, I was telling you, I think in the newsroom beforehand, my husband jokes because I'm putting on planetarium shows with a console and some pretty high-tech equipment.
Right.
And he says that he can't believe I'm doing that because when I go home, I can't use the remote control for the television.
But you can run this huge show, yes, at the planetarium. And speaking of shows, the kickoff event is happening this Saturday. Is it all weekend long or is it mostly Saturday?
It's just Saturday.
Okay. And it's Steve Spangler, that famous scientist. You guys know he's the one that makes stuff blow up. He's going to be out there. Sorry, Judy's going, wait.
Please don't tell our security guys that. I'll be in trouble.
Okay, he puts Mentos in Coke bottles and it, you know. We've all seen him. He's been on TV lots. So he's going to be there, and there's going to be kind of a closed private event for
some of the donors, for community leaders, senior military leadership. That will be from 1 till 2, and then they'll have a short reception. But then we'll all walk over to Arnold Hall, where members of the public will join us. As I mentioned, so far there are over 2,000 people who have reserved tickets for this free show.
Right.
And Steve Spangler will be on for about an hour.
It's incredible.
Which is really exciting. I don't know if you know, he lives in Denver, which
I didn't know that.
Which made it good for us to get him. And then starting on Monday, we'll be doing public shows every weekday, Monday through Friday at 12:30. We'll have different shows and members of the public can come in. Again, they're free. No reservations or tickets required. It's just first come, first served.
So let's talk about some of the shows that you have lined up, because some of them they're all absolutely amazing. But just looking at the list, let's see, Experience the Aurora, is that one of them?
Yes, it is. It's about the Northern Lights. And that will be shown every Wednesday. We're trying to keep it simple that the same show will be on the same day of the week, so we don't have to keep changing the website and confuse people.
Right.
So we're going to try and keep those on the same day of the week, at least at the outset. And one of the things we're trying to do is not just have astronomy-related shows. The trend with planetariums now is to offer different kinds of shows so that it's not just about the stars. Even though lots of people want to see that, we're offering other things as well. So in addition to a very popular show about black holes, which will be on Mondays, we'll also be having the humpback whale show that I mentioned.
I'll be there for that
on Tuesday.
That's
so you
amazing.
Have to come.
I can't wait.
I'd love to show it to you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And then on Thursdays, we're going to be having a show called Dream Big, which originally was produced for IMAX theaters, and then they render it so that you can show it on a planetarium dome.
And that's amazing.
Dream Big is really inspiring, particularly for kids, but it's for all audiences. And it's about different engineering projects around the world and how successful they have been in determining what you have to do to buildings to stop them falling over in earthquakes and things like that. It's really interesting, very popular show. And then on Fridays, we will be having a show called Fighter Pilot, which is such a perfect show, of course, for the
Air Force Academy. Yeah.
And so it's going to be really popular with our admissions folks when they're bringing folks in who are considering applying to come to the academy. It's also very popular for reunions. So some of the people who originally were fighter pilots will be able to come in and see it. And of course, for our cadets, it's really great for them to be able to see this fighter pilot show. And it's about Operation Red Flag, which is an international exercise that takes place in the Nevada desert regularly to prepare pilots from all over the world for going into combat.
That's amazing. And then, so is the plan like, okay, for here's this series of shows and then maybe next quarter another series of shows, or how does that?
Well, we're going to have these actual shows for 3 years, but we have others in addition to this. Okay. There's more than just 5 shows. We have quite a lot of other ones. And some of those are the ones that we're going to be focusing on for our school groups when they come in, because we've been looking at what different grade levels are studying to make sure that we have the right shows for the right grades when they come in. So every Tuesday and Thursday morning, we'll be offering school groups the opportunity to come in. And I'm very fortunate that Lieutenant Colonel Dan Polsgrove, who just retired in the fall from teaching astronomy and physics at the Academy, has volunteered to come in every Tuesday, Thursday to work with our school groups, which is really amazing. So in addition to the show, he'll be doing interactive exercises with them.
That's amazing. And what we're going to have to do, Judy, is we're going to have to take a news break, and we're going to talk about how many school groups are already scheduled to come. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Because
Thank
the
you.
Impact this has in the community is huge. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot more. There's so much to cover. We're talking with Judy Karas. She's the Planetarium and STEM Center Outreach Manager for the United States Air Force Academy. It's all on the way on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Literally one of the most popular guests I have ever seen walk in the door of the studios. As soon as Judy Karas, she is the Planetarium Manager at the Air Force Academy, also STEM Center Outreach. And everybody just swarmed around Judy because the community is so excited about the planetarium reopening after being closed for 15 years.
You guys are making me feel so popular. It's great.
Well, and then it looks like, Colby Crosley might talk to you later to do a little TV piece,
right,
which is very exciting because this is such a big deal.
It is.
We were talking about some of the programs. And by the way, the easiest way to look up the website for the planetarium is just type in USAFA planetarium. It'll bring you right up to the first thing. Click on that. You can see the programs that are coming up. Is that where they get their tickets if they want to come to Saturday's grand opening event?
They need to call the box office.
Okay.
At 333-4496 if they want to reserve tickets for the Steve Spangler show
okay.
on Saturday afternoon.
And it's free.
Yes, it is free, as are all the programs, the shows in the planetarium.
And we talked about some of the shows that are on the weekly basis, but there are other shows, aren't there, too, that the planetarium is doing?
Yes, there are. One of my colleagues, Andrew Hamilton, has put together some 360-degree shows of the Academy.
Wow.
So that before every show, we'll be able to show one of these, kind of like an ad for the Academy. But one of them was at a football game, so the cameras were down on the field with the football players as they ran out onto the field. Another one is up in a glider to give people that
wow.
experience. And so there are four different shows. They're just being finalized so that we can show them in the dome. But there's all kinds of other diverse, interesting things. I discovered that Here's Lucy, which came along after I Love Lucy, actually had two episodes that were filmed out at the Academy. And one of them, she and her television family were standing right outside the planetarium. So I contacted
wow.
Desilu Productions in California, and they've given me permission to show it in the planetarium, which I think will be
That's
kind of
amazing.
Fun.
I had no idea. I bet most people didn't know that.
No, one of my colleagues told me about it, and I looked into it, and it was. I thought, oh, they'll never let me show it, and Desilu Productions were wonderful. I also discovered that an episode of Lassie was filmed out there, and we were able to find it on YouTube, and my husband and I watched it. I haven't actually talked to their production company yet, but I'm going to do that.
See if you can get that to
yes,
show.
Yes, but there are great. Other things as well. I don't know if you remember one of the astronauts from NASA who went up last fall with a Russian cosmonaut, Nick Haig.
Yes.
Went up, and then they came back rather suddenly instead of making it to the space station. Well, Nick is going up again on March the 14th.
I did not know that.
And I've been able to get a NASA live feed to the planetarium. I'm still experimenting with it.
Launch?
I'm not making any promises
oh, wow.
yet, but I'm experimenting with that so that maybe we can show that NASA launch live.
I'm sure that would be packed for that.
And the cadets would love that.
Absolutely.
Also, you may know that this summer is the anniversary of Apollo 11, the
yes.
50th anniversary. And there was a film shown at the Sundance Film Festival that had some never-before-seen footage of the Apollo 11 landing. And so I'm working to see if we can get that in as well. They are going to make it available to science museums. So I think that should include
planetariums. Yes, I think that would count.
So, and just yesterday we had a demo for laser shows. We haven't made a commitment to doing laser shows. You know, those ones to music with all the lights, like Pink Floyd music,
right.
things like that, that I'm sure many of us went to when we were younger. We had a demo on that yesterday, and we're looking into the possibility of doing that because I think that would be very popular with the community. And then one of the other things we were talking about earlier is the fact that our observatory at the Academy is getting a new telescope.
And
in
this is amazing because this can build such a relationship. I mean, not that there isn't a relationship already, but the relationship between the observatory and the planetarium, if it gets this new telescope, could be huge.
Well, we already have a fabulous relationship,
right.
and I can tell you more about that in a minute. But the telescope is going to have a lens that's a meter across, so it's going to be the largest publicly accessed telescope in the state of Colorado. And it's quite away from the planetarium, and it's quite small. There isn't room for many people. But with the new telescope, they will be able to project the images over to the planetarium. so that 110 people, which is the capacity of the planetarium, will be able to see those images. So if it's something like
live coming from the observatory.
Yeah, so if it's something like an eclipse, we will be able to show that live. And talking about eclipses, there was one on January
the 20th. Yes, we were talking about it. We were even talking on a morning news about what an incredible opportunity to go to the Air Force Academy and watch the eclipse. And you said a lot of people showed up.
Yes, I wasn't sure if anyone would come because we put out a news release and people weren't familiar with the fact that the planetarium was about to open. And so I didn't know if anyone would even show up. I obtained an eclipse show to put up on the dome. And Dr. Della Rose from our observatory had telescopes outside for people to look through and see the eclipse. And to my sheer amazement, we had 843 people go through the planetarium that night.
Isn't that amazing?
It was amazing. We weren't expecting it. I ran the eclipse show 8 times.
Wow.
And I'm sorry for anyone listening who wasn't able to get in. We know that over 1,000 people showed up and they couldn't find anywhere to park, or they had young kids and they didn't want to wait in line that long to get in to see the show. So I'm sorry about that, but please come back to the planetarium.
And let's talk, because we brought this up, let's talk about parking for Saturday, because thousands of people, thousands and thousands expected on Saturday.
Yes. So
let's talk about the parking in the shuttle. So if people are going.
Right. We've made arrangements for people to park in the field house parking lot so that we can run buses from there to Arnold Hall, so we don't have to worry about the fact there isn't enough parking around Arnold Hall for the thousands of people who are coming. There will be shuttle buses and we will have directional signage so that you can find the cadet field house parking.
Right. And it'll make it easier.
Yes. And we will have cadets there guiding people to parking slots and so on to make it go smoothly.
This is such an exciting time, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
And you've been working on this for years, and it has to be a great feeling for you to go, oh my gosh, it's happening. We are reopening officially.
Well, I've only been in this position since May of last year, and so there were many people who were working on this before I got there. Many colleagues had already ordered equipment and that kind of thing. But since I came on board, it's been incredibly exciting because when I arrived, you know, there was scaffolding inside the planetarium to put up the new dome. It's a beautiful seamless dome on the inside. Scaffolding was in place. There were worker bees and so on. And so lots of people had done work before I got there. But certainly it's been very exciting for me to go through this part of the process. I'm worried that I'm going to be bawling on Saturday because it is the culmination of all this work. And it's very exciting to see the level of support from the community.
Well, but the impact that the planetarium has for the community, it's huge.
Yes, you wouldn't believe. Every day I get phone calls and emails from people who say, oh, I remember going there as a kid. I'm so excited to bring my kids or my grandkids out there so that they can experience the planetarium as well. There's just so much enthusiasm, and school teachers are just so happy that they have this opportunity to bring school field trips out.
Because you've already got how many schools lined up already for programs, and I haven't even officially reopened yet.
Yes, we haven't officially opened, and we have 40 school groups already booked. And actually, every time I open my email, there's another 6 or 7
school requests.
Yes, and so there's a lot. And it's not just schools. There's a senior center that's bringing a group out. A Goodwill is bringing a group of their developmentally disabled adults out. So there's a lot of different audiences that we're reaching.
It's fantastic. Okay, we do have to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to recap Saturday's events. We're going to talk about how you can get tickets if you want to go to Saturday's events. And we have a lot more. I'm still looking at we have a lot more, don't we? Yes.
Yes.
A lot more. We're talking with Judy Kara. She is the Planetarium Manager for United States Air Force Academy. It's all coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Judy Kara. She's the project manager for the Planetarium and STEM Center Outreach for the United States Air Force Academy. And if you missed the memo, the Planetarium is opening on Saturday. There's a huge event that's happening, which we'll talk more about. And you were telling me some interesting stuff during the break about, because you said the chairs for the Planetarium came all the way from Spain, the seats.
Yes, they came.
That's amazing.
They came on a ship into Houston and then trained up to Denver and then trucked down from Denver. It's quite an amazing thing. I had no idea until I started on this project that the best planetarium seats in the world are made in Spain.
Yeah, who'd have thought, right? Yeah. I mean, it's like everybody's got their thing. And then the projector Because it's this obviously specialized projector.
The projection equipment comes from a company in Salt Lake City, and they do installations all over the world. Literally, when they finished our installation, they were going on to Iceland to do an installation there. The guys who installed the dome are a different company, and when they left us, they were going, some of them were going to Mexico, some were going to California. I can't remember where the rest of them were going on. But they have teams who travel all over the world to install these domes because it's a very specialized thing. And I was very excited because two of the guys on our team had come from England. So we were able to talk about cups of tea and our favorite candy and things
right.
like that.
Now, the actual reconstruction and gutting and reconstruction, that entire process for the inside, did that take a couple of years, the whole process?
It took a long time. I can't tell you exactly when it started, but it's almost 2 years, I believe.
That's amazing.
It's been a long time.
Now, and you were saying, I did not realize how many planetariums there are in the state.
In the state of Colorado, yes, it's quite exciting. There's one in Fort Collins. There's one at the University of Colorado Boulder, the Fisk Planetarium. There's one at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science.
Yes.
And there's us. And Mitchell High School just reopened there. Planetarium, and then the Challenger Learning Center will be opening theirs in September. And so it's pretty exciting. And certainly there have been some initial conversations about having a collaboration where we can exchange information and do things together. This certainly isn't competitive. We want to work together because one of the exciting things in the planetarium world is that everyone shares information. They put information up into the cloud that you can download
right.
for your planetarium. And so with the kind of equipment we have in place now, we can actually connect with planetariums all over the world.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
That's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And then you can get like program suggestions or here's what we did or and
right. And some of them charge, of course, and they've put a lot of work into it, and so they should. But there's a lot of free information available where people are just so excited about something they've discovered or created that they'll just make it available free of charge.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, Judy, again, talk about the events on Saturday. It is the grand opening of the planetarium and special guest coming. It is scientist Steve Spangler. I did not know he lived in Denver.
Yes, he does.
I had no idea. So he's going to be doing a show starting at 3 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
but that's going to be happening at Arnold Hall,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes, and people can get tickets, reserve their tickets by calling 333-4496. That's the Arnold Hall box office. And then they will have to come and pick them up beforehand. You can get them at will call up until 2 o'clock on the day.
And then can people go and see, tour the planetarium that
yes,
day?
Yes, so after the Steve Spangler show, they can come over to the planetarium. It's just a few steps from Arnold Hall. And I won't have a specific show because I think people are going to be drifting in and out.
Right.
But I'll have things showing on the dome so people can come in and see what it's like. And then hopefully they'll come back for the public shows that start on March the 4th.
March 4th. So Monday, March 4th, the shows officially start.
Yes, at 12:30, Monday through Friday.
And to see the schedule, the easiest thing to do is just Google search USAFA planetarium, and you can just pull up the page and you can see the whole schedule. I love it. So the shows are every single day at the same time.
Yes,
correct. And then a certain show each day.
That's right.
See, this is so exciting.
It is exciting.
I mean, all
and it's really exciting to share it with your listeners and the community. We're just very excited about having this community resource that's available for others to come and enjoy.
Well, and I'm so excited that the community again is rallying because they're just so excited about this.
They are.
It is so much fun. Judy, it is awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in. I think the reporters are standing outside going, hurry up, we want to talk to Judy. are they hovering? I don't blame them.
Well, thank you for giving us this opportunity
Absolutely.
To share the information.
And thank you for coming in, and I can't wait to come see some of the shows.
Please come on out.
Absolutely. It's going to be so much fun. Judy Kara is the Planetarium Manager for the USAFA, United States Air Force Academy. Thank you. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it is Business Week in Review. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.